There were kids, babies, who were under the debris for 15 days, without water, without food. And they took them out alive over there, alive. These are miracles that are walking in the streets of Mexico City today. As a matter of fact, I was a miracle too. I thought I was going to die.
They can't survive the seismic truth. Earthquakes don't kill people. Buildings do. In all, 412 buildings were leveled. Thousands more were damaged beyond repair. No one knows exactly how many people perished inside. Some say 10,000. Estimates go as high as 30,000. What made the damage so great is the very ground the city is built on.
One thing is certain, the underground of Mexico City varies substantially.
Dr. Sri Krishna Singh is head of the Seismological Institute at the University of Mexico.
In this general area, where we are right now on the university campus, there's no danger of quakes because this is volcanic subsoil. It's very sturdy subsoil. However, the lake area is a very vulnerable part of the city.
The heart of the city is built on landfill over an ancient lake bed. What was meant as a stable foundation became a seismic amplifier. Seismic waves travel from the epicenter of an earthquake like ripples in a pond, losing strength with distance. But not here. In this porous, water-saturated soil, seismic waves are magnified 5 to 20 times. In a process called liquefaction, the seismic waves turn the subsoil to jelly. Buildings topple beneath their own weight.